And this is where we're leaving the World Service to begin a new day on BBC Radio 4. It's Monday the 11th of November and it's Alan Smith here at Broadcasting House in London, along with our studio manager, Hannah Montgomery. Sarah Keith Lucas will be here with the Shipping Bulletin in a minute. Then at 5:30, it's news briefing. After prayer for the day, we'll head to the Channel Island of Sark, where they're looking for a new dairy farmer. That's in Farming Today at 6:15. But first, tonight we start a new book at bedtime.
The Prime Minister was standing at the window.
Precipice, by Robert Harris.
Thinking of Venetia.
An obsessive affair fuels dangerous behaviour.
He showed her a telegram from the ambassador in Berlin and afterwards tore it up and scattered the pieces out of the car window.
A threat to national security with the country on the brink of war.
The notion that anyone might discover he was sending her secret telegrams was unthinkable. He blew her the ghost of a kiss.
Precipice by Robert Harris on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds this Monday to Friday night at 10:45.
Now let's cross to the BBC Weather Centre and Sarah.
Thank you, Alan, and good morning. And now, the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Monday the 11th of November 2024. There are warnings of gales in German Bight. The general synopsis at midnight. High, Ireland 1,035. Expected, Northern Ireland 1,041 by midnight tonight. New low, expected Germany 1,025 by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Adzira, South Adzira. Northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 later. Showers at first, moderate or good. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. North or northwest, 4 to 6, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Showers at first, good. Fisher, cyclonic 5 to 7, becoming north or northeast, 4 to 6. Rain then showers, moderate or good. German Bight, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, becoming northeast 4 to 6 later. Rain then showers, moderate or good. Humber, Thames, Dover. Northwest veering north or northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Showers squally later, good, occasionally moderate. Wight. North or northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Mainly fair, mainly good. Portland, Plymouth. Variable 2 to 4, becoming north or northeast 3 to 5. Occasional drizzle at first. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Biscay. North or northeast 4 to 6. Occasional rain or drizzle at first. Moderate or good. Fitzroy. East or northeast 4 to 6. Rain or drizzle at first. Moderate or good. Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet. East or northeast 3 to 5. Mainly fair. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Irish Sea. Variable, mainly north, 2 to 4. Mainly fair, mainly good. Shannon. Variable, mainly southeast, 2 to 4. Mainly fair, mainly good. Rockall. South or southwest, 3 or 4, increasing 4 to 6. Mainly fair, good. Malin. West or southwest, 3 to 5. Mainly fair, good. Hebrides. West, 3 to 5. Backing south or southwest, 4 to 6. Mainly fair, good. Bailey. West backing south or southwest, 4 to 6. Mainly fair, good. Fair Isle. Northwest backing southwest later, 4 to 6. Showers at first, good. Faroes, southeast Iceland. West or southwest 5 to 7. Occasional rain later. Good, occasionally moderate later. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic. Northwest 3. 12 miles. 1033. Rising. Stornoway. West 2. 7 miles. 1031. Rising. Lerwick. Northwest by west, 5. Slight rain, 7 miles. 1024, rising. Lucas. West 3. 16 miles. 1,032. Rising. Bridlington. Northwest 3. 1,031. Rising. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic. Northwest 5. 5 miles. 1,030. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic. 5 miles. 1,031. Jersey. Northwest 3. 16 miles. 1,033. Rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic. Northwest by West 4. 1,033. Scilly Automatic. Northeast 1. 12 miles. 1,034. Rising slowly. Valentia. East-northeast 1. 16 miles. 1,035. Rising slowly. Rondlesway. Northwest 3. 9 miles. 1,034. Rising slowly. Malinhead. Northwest by west 3. 6 miles. 1,035. Rising slowly. And here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Monday the 11th of November 2024. General situation. Weakening fronts associated across southern areas will bring patchy rain or drizzle at first, and high pressure will then build across the United Kingdom, bringing settled and clear conditions. Strong winds will affect northern and eastern coasts for a time. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, occluding Orkney. Northwesterly 5 or 6, backing westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5. Mainly fair. Good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. West or northwest 4 to 6, veering north or northwest 3 or 4 later. Mainly fair. Moderate or good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. North or northwest 5 or 6, decreasing 3 to 5. Mainly fair. Good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. North or northwest 4 to 6. Showers. Mainly good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Showers. Squally later. Moderate or good. Occasionally poor. Northumberland to Selsey-Bill. Northerly 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7 later. Squally showers later in east, moderate or good. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis. North or northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Rain or drizzle at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northeast 3 to 5 later. Rain or drizzle at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. North or northeast 3 to 5. Mainly fair. Good, occasionally moderate at first. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. North or northeast, becoming variable for a time, 2 to 4. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. North or northwest, veering east or northeast later, 2 to 4. Mainly fair, good. Isle of Man. North or northwest 3 or 4, veering northeast 3 or less later. Fair. Good. Loch Fall to Carlingford Lock. Northwest becoming variable later, 2 to 4. Fair. Good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northwesterly becoming variable later, 2 to 4. Fair, moderate or good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Northwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less later. Fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. West or southwest 3 to 5. Fair, good. Shetland Isles. West or northwest 4 to 6, backing southwest 3 to 5 later. Fair. Good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Thank you, Sarah. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Monday, the 11th of November. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Alan Smith. Sir Keir Starmer is to hold talks with President Macron before attending Armistice Day commemorations in Paris. Leaders of Arab and Islamic states are gathering in Saudi Arabia to discuss the conflicts in Gaza and Lebanon. In business, Bitcoin has surged to a record high. And in sport, England's cricketers are celebrating an impressive win over West Indies. Sir Keir Starmer is travelling to Paris to take part in Armistice Day commemorations, marking the anniversary of the end of the First World War. He's believed to be the first British Prime Minister to attend the ceremony since Winston Churchill in 1944. But the trip will also focus on diplomacy, with Sir Keir holding talks with President Macron. The pair are expected to discuss the conflict in Ukraine as Western officials fear Donald Trump could withdraw support for Kyiv. Anand Menon is from the think tank UK in a Changing Europe.
Europe gives more aid to Ukraine now than the United States, but the problem is the US gives the majority of the military support that Ukraine is getting. So Europe is going to have some really difficult decisions to make then about whether or not they really are willing to take the steps required to fill the hole that the Americans would leave, and particularly in straitened financial times, will involve some very, very difficult trade-offs.
Donald Trump's campaign team says it won't comment on reports that he spoke by phone to Vladimir Putin 2 days after winning the US election. The Washington Post said Mr. Trump warned the Russian leader against escalation in Ukraine and reminded him of America's sizable military presence in Europe. Leaders of Arab and Islamic states are gathering in Saudi Arabia for what's being called an emergency summit to discuss the conflicts in Gaza and Lebanon. Yesterday, a senior Saudi military officer held talks in Iran on closer defence cooperation in a rare high-level meeting since the two countries restored ties last year. The Labour MP Kim Leadbeater has said her assisted dying bill will contain measures making it the safest legislation in the world for terminally ill people. Writing in the political magazine The House, she said her proposed legislation offered hope to terminally ill people with a clear, informed and settled wish to have a better death. More details about the bill will be published this week. Critics say they're worried people could be coerced into assisted death. The Conservative MP, Neil Shastri-Hurst, who's a former surgeon, says he's planning to support the bill.
I think we would all aspire for everybody to have a good death. Now, that's not always possible, despite the best efforts in palliative care. And what I don't see is this is a decision between having good palliative care or assisted dying. I don't think it's a binary issue. I think you can have both. But it's about giving people the option towards the end of life.
The German Chancellor Olaf Scholz has said he would be willing to call a vote of confidence in his minority government before Christmas, a step that could pave the way for a snap election sooner than he'd wanted. Opposition parties have been demanding a faster timetable to end the conflict.